The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that where our treasure is, there also will our heart be. Therefore, it's necessary for every one of us to ask the question, where is my treasure? Where is my heart? And to look really honestly at that. Because what we have to remember is that when we stand before the Lord, it's heaven or it's hell. There isn't an in-between. Yeah, there's purgatory, that's temporary. Everybody goes to heaven that goes to purgatory, so that's not one of the options. It's God or it's Satan. And so if we look at it and say, well, my treasure is in my money, or my treasure is in my widget collection, or my treasure is in my car, or my treasure is whatever it happens to be, if it's not God, we're in the wrong place. Now, there are things that God will ask of us. Obviously, if he's asked you to be married and raise a family, that's where you need to be putting your focus. You're serving God by doing that, but even there, we have to be careful. Are we serving God? We should be, but are we? Now, we could look at it and say, but I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing as a husband or a wife or as a mom or a dad. Going through the motions isn't enough. Why are we doing what we're doing? Are we doing it out of love for God and out of love for neighbor? Are we doing it because it's just what we have to do and we hate it and don't want to do it, but I have no choice? Am I doing it for some selfish reason? We all have to keep looking at these things and asking ourselves, am I really putting the charity into this, the love of God? Now, if we're going to do things for God, obviously we're not going to be like everyone else. We're not going to fit in. St. Paul said it most perfectly, we are fools for Christ. Are you willing to be that? Most people are not. Most Christian people are not willing to be a fool for Christ because we want to fit in with everyone else. We're afraid to be thought foolish. That doesn't mean let's go and make a fool of ourselves, because that's just our pride. Oh, if people think that I'm a clown, then maybe I can be rejected, and won't that be cool? No, you did that on purpose. Jesus said you already got your reward if that's what you wanted. You were noticed. That's not the point. The point isn't to be noticed. The point isn't to see if you can get rejected. The point is to serve the Lord. And if we're going to serve him, we're going to be rejected. We're not going to fit in, and then it's a question of how we handle that. Again, is it with patience? Is it with charity? Or do we get angry, and do we sulk, and do we despair, and all the other things? So in these little things, God allows us to see where our treasure really is. For many of us, it's not about even the money or the materialism, although there's a lot of people that it's that. Let's admit it. The treasure is me. I love me. And I can't handle if somebody doesn't like me. And I can't handle if somebody thinks that I'm a fool. I can't handle if somebody rejects me, whatever. It's all about the self. Well, remember, there was somebody with two horns and a tail who's all about himself. God is selfless. Those are our choices. If it's all about the self, we've made a choice and it's not a good one. So if we're going to choose Christ, he's going to purify us. He's going to take away the selfishness. He's going to take away all the other places where our hearts and our treasures might be, so that our heart truly is fixed on him and that our treasure truly is in heaven. That's the only treasure that matters, because that's the one that's going to last forever. Everything else is going away. Everything else is going away. So why put your heart on it? Why make it your treasure? It's going to be gone one day anyway. Put your treasure and your heart on what's going to last forever, so that you will have it forever. And what we will have forever is the love of God and the love of neighbor.